Both Seattle and King County recently sent letters to unlicensed medical marijuana businesses warning them they have to close. Seattle sent two kinds of letters, one to good guys who have a good shot at getting a state license, and one to bad guys who probably won't. King County took a harder line, telling all the dispensaries in unincorporated areas to close. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Chris Cody runs a medical marijuana dispensary called Urban Legends in White Center. It's just outside Seattle, which could have big consequences for him.
How far are we from the city line?
Like half a block.
Cody opened in 2011, and that's crucial. Authorities are mostly cracking down on businesses that opened more recently. He's paid his taxes and belongs to his local chamber of commerce. He fits the criteria established this year by the legislature for medical businesses that should get new state licenses to sell marijuana. If he were in Seattle, Cody would likely be considered a good guy. Seattle is allowing these businesses to remain open until they can seek state licenses later this year. But King County is taking a tougher stance against medical marijuana storefronts, whatever their history.
I was not expecting it to get a letter because we do have a path.
The county recently sent letters to 15 dispensaries, threatening them with forfeiture and prosecution if they don't close, whether or not they plan to seek a state license. Several of the dispensaries, including Cody's, had formed something of a cluster in White Center.
I don't think they're trying to be unfair. You know, I was the first one to open in this neighborhood. And then afterwards, a lot of other folks moved in because landlords have a hard time renting down here in White Center. And it became, you know, something of a social negative. I've always really worked hard to make it a social positive.
The letters are the latest step in Washington's attempt to eliminate the gray market of medical marijuana, which has been competing with state-licensed recreational stores. The Liquor and Cannabis Board hasn't said how many medical providers it will license, but Cody is hoping to be among them. He says the language of seizure and prosecution gives him pause, but he's staying open for now. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.